Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Wednesday, May the 10th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, and we're in the middle of a murder mystery that happened here in Marion back in the 1930s. Now, as I said earlier, that true crime seems to be where we are in this world. We love to see people, we love to hear about the murders. You know, the ID channel's all about that. There are podcasts all about that. We just love to know about murder. We love to know about mayhem. We love to know about all that. So, we're doing true crime segments here on the show. Now, I'm going to read the last bit. There's only one paragraph left here about the trial. And before I read the verdict, now this happened in Marion in 1934. Here's the last paragraph of the trial. I did not get in before the break, and then we're going to go to the verdict. Bessie testified that when she went back into the kitchen, Vesta had backed up to a table where some knives were laying. Vesta had then approached Bessie with her hand behind her back saying, "If you value your life, get out." Bessie then claimed she had fired two shots into the floor and a warning before firing the shot that hit Vesta directly. Okay, so that's the trial. So we learned what led up to the trial, we learned what the trial was, and now we're going to get to the verdict here in a second. But here's what happened. If you're just tuning in, back here at the barn, apparently Bessie and Charlie were married. But Charlie was going over to Vesta's house to have little extramarital affairs back in 1934. And Bessie knew about this. And apparently she had pulled a gun out once before when she saw Vesta and fired it into the ground. Now, on the night of the murder, she did shoot Vesta, no doubt about it, and killed her. But instead of charging her with first-degree murder, they charged her with manslaughter. Now, Vesta's daughter, Clea, was apparently in the home when this happened, but she did not see her mother killed, Vesta. She had went into the other room when the shots were actually fired. So, nobody actually saw her get shot. But Bessie claims that, yes, I shot her, but it's because Vesta was known as a fighter, and she had backed up into a table with some knives, and she was going to stab her if she did not shoot her, so it's self-defense, manslaughter. And Vesta's daughter, Clea, also testified that Charlie and Vesta were not having affairs, that Vesta was making alcohol, and Charlie was coming over to buy the alcohol and, I guess, have a drink with Vesta. So before I read the verdict, which came down on July 27th, 1934, right here in Marion, what do you think it is? Do you think Bessie's guilty of murder? Do you think she's innocent? Do you think it's manslaughter? What is it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And apparently, in some twist of fate, the night that this all happened, they ended up in the same bed. Hospital room. Separate bed, same hospital room. Apparently, Vesta was there from the gunshot wound, which she later died of. And Bessie was there for taking a concoction of drugs that made her sick. Now, it is interesting that Vesta's final words to Bessie, who was in the bed next to her, were, "Well, Bessie, you almost got me." Now, that's interesting, because Vesta then died. Now, Bessie said back to her in the hospital room, "Yeah, I guess I did." I don't know. These were younger women in their 30s, back in the 1930s. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. Now, it is interesting. This was front page news in the Marion Star back in the 1930s. There is a headline here that says, "Woman kills rival in domestic row." R-O-W. Woman kills rival in domestic row. You know, that's back in the days when you could shoot your husband's girlfriend. Can't do that now. Nothing but trouble if you do that now. All right, I'm going to read the verdict here in a second. Does anybody know, does anybody have a guess? Is Bessie going to be found guilty or innocent? Does anybody like this true crime stuff? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. This all happened between May 28th and July 28th, 1934, here in Marion. It's a true story. 100% true story. Does anybody know what's going to happen here in this domestic squabble that happened here in Marion? 740-751-4038, if you have a guess. Is she guilty? Is she innocent? Is it manslaughter? Did she go to jail? What happened? We learned all about the trial. We learned all about the incident. We learned all about everything. No guesses? All right, here comes the verdict. On the afternoon of July the 27th, the state and the defense made their final arguments. And that afternoon, the jury convened to decide Bessie Myers' fate. 1 hour and 10 minutes later, the jury of 12 men returned their verdict, not guilty. Throughout the trial, Charlie had stood by Bessie's side, and when it was over, the Star reported that the two of them returned to their gay street home together. Whether they lived happily ever after is unknown. Well, there you go. Just don't understand. So she shot the woman. There was no doubt that she shot the woman. She could have been brought up on manslaughter charges. She wasn't. She just went home to Gay Street. She didn't even... Well, do you think that's right? I mean, she admitted to shooting the woman. So shouldn't, even if it was self-defense, shouldn't it have been manslaughter? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, didn't we give the address of the Gay Street home? I wonder if that's still there, where these people lived. My goodness. Oh, yes, yes, we got the place where she... Hey, if you want to know where Vesta was killed, at 728 North State Street. Write that down. There's some information for you. If you want to know where Vesta got shot by Bessie and where apparently all these little trysts were going on with Charlie, her husband, 728 North State Street. Now, did it tell us? I thought it gave us also the address for the Myers on Gay. Yes, 671 Gay Street. I don't know if that's still there or not. 671 Gay Street. Well, that's where Bessie and Charlie lived, possibly happily ever after. Now, here's a question for you. Do you think they were having an affair, Vesta and Charlie, or do you think it was just about alcohol? If it was just about alcohol, maybe there would not have been such a problem. I don't know. I love that story. Boy, if you love true crime, That's right up your alley. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Holy mackerel. Does anybody have any thoughts at all about this bloody affair that went on here in Marion? It's nice that Charlie stood by Bessie's side during the trial. Had anybody heard of this story before from the 1930s? I'd never heard of it, but boy, it was heavily reported in the Marion Star. May 2nd, May 28th, June 1st, June 6th, June 21st, June 27th, July 24th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. This was heavily covered in the Marion Star back when they used to do news. In any event, that's the story, and you got the addresses. Go out tonight. It's a nice night. Look at these homes. See where Bessie and Charlie lived. See where Vesta was shot, dead in her tracks. You know, doesn't the first part of this story ring kind of strange, that they were in the same hospital room, and Vesta said, "Well, Bessie, you almost got me," and Bessie replied, "Yes, I guess I did." And why did Bessie take this aspirin, this biochloride in mercury? See, that's a weird point of this, too. Why did she do that if she wasn't, I mean, I don't know, was that the antidepressant of the day? I don't know. What a weird story. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? You know, you watch The ID at home and the Netflix and all that craziness, but what a story that happened right here in Marion. Any thoughts at all? 740-751-4038. Well, that's our first true crime log here on the show. 52 degrees here in Marion. Mostly sunny skies, 25 minutes past the hour. Well, we've had a Family Feud question going here for about 2 days, and we're not doing very well with it. So I'm going to try to give some more time to it this morning. Give about 35 minutes here to it. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Now, the answers we have: teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, and hairdresser. Now, we have four answers. Now, as we were going off the air yesterday, running out of time, somebody called in, and I can't remember who it was, but somebody called in and I think said parent. I think is what they said, parent or guardian or something like that. Now, it's not parent or guardian, but it's very close to that, but we couldn't flush it out because we were running out of time. We only had 10 seconds left before we went off the air. But that is one of the answers. It's not parent or guardian. But if somebody can dive a little deeper on that, I'll give you the right answer. So does anybody know? 740-751-4038. All right, go ahead, caller.
Can I give you a PG-rated answer? But this is actually a good one. I might even be there.
Go right ahead.
Prostitute.
What's that?
Prostitute.
Yes, prostitute is number 9 on the list.
You've
That's
why. I keep being afraid to call, because really that is a good answer. And well, it's there, but, you know, stewardess isn't there.
No, like I said the other day, when I was in the grocery store, a gentleman came up to me and said, stripper. And I said, well, you know, not stripper, but you're not far off.
Yeah, I was going to say any kind of adult job. Yeah, exotic dancer, stripper. Yeah, I mean, that's a good answer. I mean, the world's oldest profession, so... Doesn't matter how old people are.
No, okay, no. Well, prostitute is number 9.
Of an answer, but, you know, ironically, it's not a bad one. I still don't understand why stewardess isn't there. But, oh well.
Well, now we're down
nursing.
To...
Is it nursing about 50 men and women now? Kind of like attorneys also. A lot of female attorneys.
I think it goes both
ways. A lot of male nurses and, you know... There are male prostitutes, but it's generally a job for females.
Yeah, but I think when people say nurse now, people still conjure up a woman, even though it might be a man who comes in.
Okay, well, I'm glad I could contribute. I didn't look it up. I just thought about it yesterday after your show, and it's like, okay, well, it's a funny answer, but it's crazy enough to be there.
Yep, prostitute on the list. You got it.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
All right, how about that? Well, see, the craziest answers can be on the list, and prostitute was on the list. So now we're down to three. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, and prostitute. Can you imagine? Prostitute. That's number nine on the list. Three people said prostitute. What a thing. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
You said it was like a parent or guardian?
Yeah, it's I wouldn't say parent or guardian, but it's right there.
Oh, a grandparent or big brother, a big sister?
Well, it's interesting.
Nanny.
No, not well. Okay, let's put if it's the woman, better done by a woman is the category, and if we're
Mother.
That with Mother's Day right around the corner. That's what we were looking for. Mother. Yes, mother.
Okay.
That was number four. What did you make of that murder story in Marion?
Well, the more I think about it, maybe it was because of the alcohol, and that's why she took that medication, because she felt bad, because it wasn't an affair. It was because he was getting the alcohol. Maybe that's why she took the medication. And then since they were getting along in the hospital room and everything, maybe that's why they didn't charge her with murder.
Well, it's interesting, though, because they charged her with manslaughter, and I think Bessie admitted in her testimony pretty much manslaughter, that I guess self-defense is what it boiled down to, but you know, that she did shoot her. I mean, she admits, yes, I shot her. I shot two warning shots when she was going back for these knives. But when I felt threatened, I shot her. And the jury with 12 men said, not guilty. Go on home. So
they probably had all been going over there, too.
Well, I don't know. I find this to be the most interesting. And to know that this is real. This happened in 1934. In Marion, and I can't, you know, and those houses on Gay Street and State Street probably are still there. This was just the 1930s. I just can't understand. I mean, I'm not saying it was first-degree murder. I don't think it was that, but it certainly sounds like manslaughter.
Yeah, you would think so.
But apparently she went home with the husband who caused all this problem. He wasn't charged with anything.
Of course. The men always get away with it.
He just slipped right. So do you think that maybe he was just going over there for alcohol?
Yeah, maybe. I think that's probably what it was, because that's why she took the medication, because she felt bad about shooting her when she wasn't. She wouldn't have felt bad about shooting her if it was true that they were having an affair, but... But because it was just the alcohol, she felt guilty.
But isn't it interesting that they ended up in the same hospital room?
That is. Well, maybe back in those days they didn't have very many.
Well, I'm thinking at this time, the 1930s, the hospital would have been what's now the Delaware Avenue Professional Building. That would have been the hospital, which is not a huge place. But... it's interesting because the quote is, Vesta, the girl who died, said, well, Bessie, you almost got me. And Bessie said, yeah, I guess I did. Well, what does that...
That's an admission.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's saying, yes, I about killed you. And she says, finally, which means, you know, maybe this had gone on before.
Oh, evidently.
I don't understand.
It's just weird.
I just don't know how this woman got off completely scot-free, but God bless her heart.
Did we finish this category finally?
No. We have two left, I think. Two left.
Two more.
Two more. I know this was a 10 answer category.
Oh my word.
Keep thinking.
Okay.
All right. The category is name an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Two answers left. We've got teacher, nurse, housekeeper, mother, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, and prostitute, of all things. Well, I guess this is not saying it can't be done by a man. It's saying better when done by a woman. Oh, man. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the final two answers? Every time we get down to the final answers here, it's always a little more difficult. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Number one was teacher. Number two was nurse. Number three was housekeeper. Number four was mother. Number five was secretary. Number six was daycare worker. Number seven was a hairdresser. And number nine was a prostitute. So we still need number 8 and number 10. What are those final two answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tell me an occupation you feel is better done by a woman than a man. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have these final answers on this beautiful morning? 59 degrees and mostly sunny skies. I think since we started here this morning, we've jumped up about 10 degrees. Maybe even more, maybe a little more than 10 degrees. All right. Does anybody know? Do you have any thoughts on this murder trial from 1934 with Vesta and Bessie and Charlie and the whole schmear? Two answers left to go. Don't forget, Voice of the People with Linda Sims comes up today after this program, 10:15 until 12 noon. Then Adam the Computer Guy today, 12:15 until 1 p.m. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Have we said housekeeper?
Yep, housekeeper's on the list.
Okay.
Housekeeper is already on our list. Name an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, mother, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, and prostitute are the answers we have. You know, even mentioning prostitute in that rundown seems odd. Two answers left to go here. 740-751-4038.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a baker?
No baker on the list. Hey, Ryan, what'd you think of that murder story? Did you hear that thing?
Well, I got bits and pieces of it, yes.
Very strange. Do you think that woman, Bessie, got off a little too easy?
Yeah, probably. But in them days, maybe it was a little bit easier to get away with things.
You could just shoot somebody right in their kitchen and go on home when it was over. No problem.
Get fixed up at the hospital and go home.
And that husband, boy, what a husband he must have been, you know? He just went right on home with her. There they go.
All right, I'll keep thinking, Scott.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
All right. Ryan, by the way, you've got Del Taco, a Del Taco gift card and a Del Taco beanie at the studio. If you want to pick that up, Linda Sims should be there today from 10:15 until 12 noon. So I know your Del Taco beanie and your Del Taco gift card are at the studio. You can pick that up today or tomorrow between 10:15 and 12 noon. I think you won that a couple Fridays ago. 38 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk time. Still stuck on our last category here. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, mother, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, and prostitute. Oh, man. Two left. What are the two? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What two answers are we missing here this morning with 20 minutes left to go in the broadcast? 20 minutes and two answers. Let's see here. Let's see. There's two here that are kind of strange. I'm going to give you a hint on one of these because we've already got secretary. Now, I guess this is something. What job is kind of like a secretary? Not necessarily a secretary, but kind of like a secretary, because I think this could probably be confusing. Because one of the answers left on here is kind of like a secretary, but not necessarily a secretary. Does anybody know what that would be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, mother, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, prostitute, and one other answer here. Now, there are two other answers, but one of these answers is similar to a secretary. It's not a secretary, but it's similar to a secretary. What is similar to a secretary? 19 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Accountant?
Not an accountant, but a good guess.
Not an accountant. Similar to a secretary is what we're looking for. Similar to a secretary.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I didn't know that I won the other day.
You did. I think it was not last Friday, but the Friday before.
Oh, okay. Will you be there this Friday?
Yes, I should be there Friday.
Okay, and how on this answer, how about a figure skater? That's a profession.
That's a, yeah, good. Not a figure skater, but a good guess.
All right, I'll keep thinking.
Not a figure skater, but not a bad guess. Something similar to a secretary is what we're looking for here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about a receptionist or administrative assistant?
That's it. Now, receptionist is number 10. Now, see, I was worried there because is receptionist and secretary, are those two close together, you think?
No.
Oh, they are different.
They're two different positions.
Do you think we ever
call them receptionists anymore? They do call them administrative assistants.
So now, what would be the main difference between a secretary and a receptionist?
You're basically your job. A receptionist is there to greet people, and the secretary is there to do secretarial work. it's different.
Did you have any thoughts on that murder trial?
No.
What? I mean, do you think this woman got off scot-free?
Well, she did give the woman a warning.
Two warnings, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's what I can't figure out, because she admitted to shooting her.
Right, but again, she did give the woman a warning.
Right, so. But they were only trying to charge her with manslaughter, so, I mean, I would think, in a way, that's probably what happened, that she wasn't intending to kill her, but she did kill her, and she testified that she killed her. And so I'm confused on that whole thing. Now, the big question is, do you think that he was going over there for alcohol? Or do you think he was going over there for, as they say back in the 1930s, a tryst?
Now, what do you think?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, the daughter, you think she's just trying to make her mom's reputation a little better?
Possibly.
Because she testified under oath that she was going over there for non-romantic reasons.
Well, testifying under oath is questionable sometimes.
Well, I just find that story so interesting that it happened here in Marion. It was obviously very highly covered in 1934.
That was before my time.
Yeah, I think probably before anybody's time listening at this point. But it is so strange to me that this man who caused all the problem, I mean, clearly there wouldn't have been a problem at all if he hadn't been over there. He didn't get charged with anything. He wasn't an accessory. And he ended back up with the wife after the girlfriend was dead. Went home with the wife.
Okay.
I know. It seems all strange to me, but I guess that's how it went back in 1934.
Okey-doke.
That's showbiz. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, receptionist was similar to a secretary, I thought. Number 10 on the list. One answer left now, and we can put this category to bed. One answer left. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, mother, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, prostitute, and receptionist. One answer left. What is it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's number 8 on the list. What could it be? 59 degrees and mostly sunny skies. What is that final answer? My goodness gracious.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I got an old-time name for that last one.
Oh, go ahead.
And I'm an old-time guy, and I can't pronounce a very old-time word, but stenographer.
Oh, stenographer.
Yeah.
Not on the list. That's a good one, though. Did you hear the murder story this morning?
Well, wait a minute. Let's get clarification here. Now, what is the meaning of the stenographer?
I think the stenographer typed up letters. I think they were just pretty much a typist, I think.
How about the one that's in the courtroom that does the shorthand and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think that's a stenographer.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, what did I think about anything? Well, I'm thinking about, what about your book when you're finished with it? Is it going to be controversy like this murder?
That's right.
See ya.
That's right.
I'm going to have to throw out all that dirty laundry in my book as well. I don't know. I just think that murder trial is fascinating. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, mother, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, prostitute, and receptionist are the answers that we have. Still one answer left on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is that final answer? Number 8 on the list. 13 minutes left to go. When we get down to these final answers, that's always the most difficult. Certainly always the most difficult. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, mother, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, prostitute, and receptionist. Those are what we have. I'm pretty sure a stenographer is just a typist. I think that's right. 740-751-4038. Who's got the final answer here? Who's finally going to put this category to bed once and for all that we've been doing for 3 days now? 3 days on this category. And somebody could finally put it to bed for us here. All right. Who's going to do it? I don't know. We might have exhausted every answer in the world on this one except the one that's on here. And it's kind of a tricky one, honestly. Okay, I'm going to give you a hint on this one because it's kind of tricky in a way. It's a job that still has more men in it than women, which is, I think, why it's strange it's on this list. There are definitely still more men doing this job than women, but on this list, it says it's better done by a woman. So think of a job where there are more men than women still. But for some reason, on this particular list, this job is considered to be done better by women. But definitely, in the world we live in, there are still more men doing this job. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's put it on fast forward. How about the first letter and how many letters? And if it's a one word or two word answer.
I'll tell you, it's one word and it begins with P like Peter.
Okay.
All right. And there's another hint for you. It's one word and it begins with P like Peter. And it's the job that still more men do than women. Even though the category is it's better done by a woman than a man. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, mother, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, prostitute, and receptionist. You know, I don't know who took this list, but that whole prostitute thing is a little strange. But the final answer is one word, begins with the letter P, like peacock, and it's still a job that has more men doing it than women. Even though this category says a woman would be better doing it, there are women who do it, but it's still proliferated by men. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I'm going back out and pulling weeds. They're pulling real good this weather after that rain and stuff. And I'll catch up with you later, but I'll sign off here and I'll keep plugging along, buddy.
Hey, thanks. All right, what's that final category here, that final answer? It's a nice morning out this morning. I bet a lot of people are outside this morning. Tell me an occupation. That's what I was doing last night when I got home from work. It was down by the pond. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Plumber?
Not a plumber, but that's a good guess. Not a plumber. But that's not a bad guess, to be sure. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, mother, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, prostitute, and receptionist. 740-751-4038. 7 minutes left to go. And the final answer begins with a P, like peanut butter, And more men still do it than women.
740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if I said this, but how about a pharmacist?
No, yeah, not a pharmacist, but that's a good guess. Hey, did you hear the murder trial earlier?
No, I didn't. I missed it.
That was very interesting. Yes. Holy, a murder trial from 1934 here in Marion.
Oh, no, I missed that.
Yeah, well, hopefully you get to hear that sometime in the repeat, because it's about a woman who murdered a mistress and then she got off. It was fascinating.
Oh, it was. Darn it. I like those kind of things.
So. Yeah, it was good. It was good. So, yeah, you have to listen. But no, not a pharmacist.
Okay.
All right. No pharmacist. See, you can't miss a minute of this program. You never know what will be right around the corner. All right. Let's go back to the phones here. Maybe.
Go ahead, caller.
Policeman?
Not a policeman.
Policeman, not a bad guess, but not the correct answer. Name an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, mother, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, prostitute, receptionist. Final answer begins with a P, like peanut butter. Still more men doing it than women. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a party planner, like weddings, stuff like that.
Not a party planner. Good guess.
No party planner on the list here today. 55 minutes past the hour. WWGH radio time.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how about a florist, a flower designer, or a wedding planner?
No, those are good guesses. Hey, what do you think of the murder trial? Got any thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting. I wonder how many pages that took in the Marion Star.
You know, what I kept thinking was the Star was huge back then, and it, over the course of 3 months, it's in there like 10 times and was a headline story one day.
Well, but, you know, you think about it... when you see what is in the paper today, oh my goodness. You know the new paper that Charlie used to have?
Yeah.
That's about the size of Marion Star.
It is, and there's not much news. So do you think that it was really self-defense, or do you think that they were having a tryst, as they said?
I don't know, Hatfield McCoys, I guess.
You know, back in the old days, before DNA and forensics, boy, you could get away with a lot of stuff and just go home when it was over.
Well, my brother always said, you know, we'd have a lot less of this crap if they started taking them up to the courthouse and hanging a few of them, then, you know, you wouldn't put a fear of God in them. I don't know what the lawyers would have for money then.
You know, I didn't think of this, but do you think there's anything back to 1934 that the men, the jury was all male, 12 males, and they came back not guilty, and this story really just had to do with the fact was this man cheating? Do you think that played any part in it?
Oh, I can't imagine them being biased like that, but...
Yeah,
I was going to call you. Well, you haven't got time. I'll call you back again some other day.
Okay, do that.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. One answer left here. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, mother, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, prostitute, and receptionist. Begins with a P.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a pediatrician.
Not a pediatrician. Good guess.
Not a pediatrician. It begins with a P, and still more men do this than women. 58 minutes past the hour. 2-minute warning here today. Don't forget, Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 to 12 noon. Then Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. Don't miss these programs. All right, let's see if this caller's got it.
Go ahead, caller.
I'd like to hear Adam break the ice and get the final answer.
Go for it, Adam.
Go for it, Adam. You got 2 minutes.
All right, Adam, you got 2 minutes. Those weeds must be waiting another 2 minutes for us. Thanks, Ted, for sticking around for 2 minutes and not pulling those weeds.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a public speaker.
Not a public speaker.
Not a public speaker, but not a bad guess. 58 minutes past the hour. All right. We're getting down here to the nitty-gritty. Begins with a P, and still more men do it than women. We're in the final minute. 740-751-4038. A job that's better done by women than men. 40 seconds left.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Is it, I know somebody said police, but is it a patrolman?
Not a patrolman.
Not a patrolman. One word, and it begins with the letter P, like peanut butter. 30 seconds left to go. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 10:15 to 12 noon today live. And then Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m.
All right, 15 seconds.
Politician?
You got it, politician. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Politician, that finishes it off. With 10 seconds left to spare, right under the wire. Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on The Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you at one point.
Well, she did fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell.